Welcome to Fit Chat with Annette Davis. Today, Annette will be interviewing Michelle Stern from What's Cooking with Kids.
Hi, thank you for joining me today. I have Michelle Stern from What's Cooking with Kids. And first off, Michelle, I just want you to tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do, how many kids you have. You can start there. That'll be great.
Okay. Well, I am a mom, first and foremost. I've got two kids. My daughter Amelia is 10, and my son Ari is 8. And so they keep me pretty busy, as you can imagine. And when I'm not parenting and chauffeuring my kids around, I own a cooking school for kids called What's Cooking with Kids. And it's a certified green company, which basically means that we really consider the environmental impact of everything that we do. So we look at waste and composting and the amount of energy consumption things take. And I actually really extend that into my teaching with my students. I used to be a high school environmental science teacher and biology as well. And so I really try to teach kids to consider their environmental footprint, so to speak. And food is such an amazing thing that really, it not only unites all of us together, but it's also, I don't know, it basically impacts the planet in a really big way. So however our food is grown leaves an impression. So I work with kids on teaching them about things like that, how to get rid of packaging and doing other stuff like that. So I teach cooking classes for kids. I'm part of Michelle Obama's Chef's Move to Schools movement, which we can talk about in a little bit. And I'm really active in reforming our local school food because it's pretty nasty at the moment, and we're making really big changes. And then just on a personal level, we have backyard chickens, and that's fun. And it's great. My daughter's in 4-H, and so it was sort of my excuse of how we could get chickens. I thought, okay, she's in 4-H, then we can finally get chickens, and my husband can't say no because it's a learning experience.
Of course.
Anyway, and I have two dogs, and so I really enjoy taking them out and spending time outside and working in the garden and things like that.
Great. Well, I'm a little jealous about those chickens because I really want some, but where we live, you know, there's zoning and you have to have a certain amount of space, and, you know,
right.
California backyards aren't too big down here in Southern Cal, so we can't have chickens.
Well, it is really fun. You know, sometimes there are community gardens now that are popping up that have chickens in them, too, so you can sort of, like, have shared custody of chickens with somebody else.
It
connects the kids to where their food comes from, too. And for me, I think that's a really important step in feeding families well, is to get the kids involved in every step. So seeing where the food comes from, visiting farms on occasion, just to for them to get the concept that it doesn't just come in a bag and it doesn't grow on a shelf in a store in a, you know, refrigerated section. Pretty interesting. I think with my kids, it's changed their eating habits pretty substantially.
Now, when did you start What's Cooking, your business?
What's Cooking started about 7 years ago, so it was a long time ago. Before there were any franchises on cooking with kids or other things, what I decided to do was to go to people's houses instead because I wanted to reach them where they were already comfortable. And the houses were safe and childproof and okay for groups of kids to come over. You know, any parent has their house pretty much ready for other children to stop by. So what we would do is we would just do small groups, birthday parties and special events in people's homes. Now we use recreation centers. They often have great kitchens. And then we're in a ton of after-school programs, so we're actually in different school campuses.
I mean, I really love the idea that you cook with kids. And, you know, what have you found to be the benefits of, you know, you talked about it a little bit, but for your own kids as far as them liking, you know, more foods. But what about, you know, for the kids that you go out into the community and teach, what are the benefits of cooking
kids? Well, I mean, first of all, you have to remember that I come at this whole thing from being a trained teacher. So I'm not a chef, but I'm a teacher. And I'm a teacher that's comfortable in the kitchen. So really, I look at the benefits to children first from sort of an educational perspective. So I look at the whole child. So first of all, they get to practice their fine and gross motor skills. And, you know, that might be something that a lot of people just overlook and you forget. And eventually kids develop those skills anyway. But you know when your kids are really little that it can be a challenge to pick things up, especially teeny things. So, you know, teaching them to use tools and to pick up ingredients and manipulate things is really valuable for their overall development. And then there's a lot of sensory issues that really children get to address when they're cooking. And a lot of kids actually who have sensory stimulation things going on, or maybe they get overstimulated, for example, or they are concerned about different textures, cooking is such an amazing way for those kids to tackle some of those challenges, because they're touching things, or if they don't want to touch things, if they're in the same room with you, they can smell things and see them. So overall, these things all contribute together towards an experience and an exposure to food. And it actually takes most kids between, you know, 8 to 12 exposures of a food before they'll accept it. So for all those moms out there who feed their kids broccoli and the kids say, no thanks, I don't want it, don't give up, because you really need to try over and over and over again. If every parent said, okay, I'll never serve that to you again, every time a toddler or a child said no, there'd be nothing left. And then you're teaching those kids that they can dictate the food that goes into their bodies, which in the grand scheme of things really isn't going to be good for their growing body, because they need a variety of nutrients to come in there. They need vitamins and minerals and different whole grains and fruits and vegetables. Granted, my kids, I just wrote a blog post on my new website called Cooking Teacher Confessions, and I talk about how my own kids really aren't big fans of vegetables. Don't tell anybody. But I do the right things. You know, I keep serving them, and I know what to do. I just have to be persistent. And then, you know, I listed a recipe there for kale chips, which I was joking is sort of a gateway vegetable because, you know, they're so good. Seriously, it's they're so delicious, and it's kale. I mean, kale, I think, is like the superfood, you know. If you look online and look at research, it talks about all the amazing calcium and minerals and vitamins that are in kale. But seriously, come on, who wants to really dig into a bowl of soft, mushy kale? But kale chips, when you roast them in the oven, are incredible, and my kids will devour them. So there's a recipe for that.
I can't wait to try it. I saw that.
I know. It's so,
and, like,
and it's
kale
actually,
chips, really?
Kale chips are actually in my book, too. So I just gave it away on my blog, but they're going to be in my upcoming book this spring also.
Nice.
So other benefits, though. I don't want to skip some of those. So there's language acquisition. So kids really need to work on things like symbol recognition and sequencing and vocabulary. And for you homeschool your kids, these are incredible ways where you can do normal stuff but teach them through it. So I love that. And then science, of course. I mean, you're looking at phase changes and how things transform from, you know, one shape and texture to another as it cooks. And then math, of course. They're classifying and counting and estimating and dealing with fractions and predicting and all of that good stuff. So those are sort of some academic benefits of cooking with kids. But then you also have to look at the other, like, emotional benefits. You know, there's self-esteem things going on. They're spending really quality time with you or whoever loves them who's doing this. And then for their body, they're really thinking about what they're putting into their body. And it gives them a little bit more control for sort of their future, really. And I think sort of a lifetime of decent health habits.
Thanks for joining us for another Fit Chat with Annette Davis.